You were doing well in nursing school. You had every intention of continuing.
Yes.
And then what happened?
I sent in my my quest for a vulnerable sector check, and you have to do that to get in your clinicals because you're actually working in a nursing home. It was taking an awfully long time, and what I got back was they refused it, and they said on there, I was charged with, but withdrawn, possession of obscene materials for purposes of selling, 33 charges, withdrawn. First, I didn't know what it was, because the incident happened so long ago, and the case was dropped. I thought that that was done. It was finished with. When I phoned the police and discovered that it was actually for charging for a comic book from a store that I worked like 20-odd years ago, then I started requesting how I could get this off my record because I couldn't do clinicals without it.
Could you take us to the day at the store when the police came in?
Yeah.
What year was this?
It was around 1991. The store was Dragon Lady, a well-known comic store on Queen Street. I was working at cash, and the police came in and saying, "Where are the Melody comics?" This was a comic actually done in Quebec that was sanctioned by the Quebec guy and paid for by the Quebec government and bought legally in Ontario by not just Dragon Lady, but all the distributors. Silver Snail was a distributor. It was distributed all over Ontario. And so it was legal as far as we were concerned and they were concerned at that time. But someone apparently saw it and complained to the police, and so they decided to check it out and make a crackdown of not just that comic, but any type of underground comic that was being sold. And so they were obviously in before and looked through what we had. Apparently the police went into all sorts of stores undercover and looked through stuff and see who they could raid, and they ended up raiding everybody. And so that day they came in, three policemen, asking where the Melody comics. They locked the store, and then through the entire day they proceeded to look through absolutely everything we had in the store, where it was placed, if it was placed properly. So after that, they told us we were charged, and the amount of charges, because they were charging us by individual comics, they charged us each 168 charges of the same material each. For five people. The judge looked through all of that in the case and withdrew it down. It was withdrawn down to 33 because some of them were just ridiculous. It's anything with violence they did. They were trying to have a orgy of evidence so that the judge would say, "Oh, there's too many charges, just throw them all in jail."
So everybody working there that day got charged?
Everyone was charged, and even the one guy, John, who wasn't there, was charged too. They charged anybody working for the store, whether you were there or not. And so the judge then withdrew the charges, and I thought that was it.
What was the time difference between 1991 and when you were in nursing school and you found out?
That was about 21 years, and it was still on my record. You would think that if they got rid of the case, they would actually clean your record for you, and you wouldn't have it on your record that would cause problems later. Apparently, when I did some checks and I had to keep going back and forth to the police to try to get rid of it, they said, "You can apply to get rid of a disposition after 4 years, but you have to have a clean record," and they make the choice whether or not they get rid of it, and nobody can change it. If they say yes or if they say no, it's their choice. No one can change their mind about it, and that's even if you're innocent.
What did you have to do, or what did you try to do at the time when you were in school?
Well, I talked with the administration. I talked to the dean of nursing and showed her my charges. I wasn't afraid back then to show the charges because if you're not guilty of anything, why should you be afraid to show it? After, I wouldn't show it because everybody presumed I was guilty anyway. So, she gave me the choice of you had, with those charges, you could try to go and do your clinicals, but she said, without a vulnerable sector check, they wouldn't allow you to do them, and they would fail you in school and drop you out. If I withdrew, because I couldn't do my clinicals, because I knew I wouldn't get my paperwork cleared up on time, she said most likely they won't accept me back anyway, because I was leaving in the first semester. I since then found that people had failed their clinicals that didn't have this on their record, and they allowed them back in, but apparently not me.
So you're being singled out?
Yeah, I was being singled out. And those are the choices she gave me. So between the choices of not being able to do it both anyway, I'd rather not have, you know, failures on my marks. So I chose to withdraw and try to get back in later. Between that time, I went to the police a lot and found the records, and they agreed to destroy what records were left. But it was so jumbled. Seems they said the records were already destroyed as much as they could because they were 20 years ago. I've got a copy of them here that they requested to destroy the records, but when they do their records, it gets on, like, the internet, everybody else's computer, so they can never destroy them completely. You know, it'll always pop up in one of these sector checks that if they destroy records, it might be on Fred's computer next door, or another building, or another police office. And so what they had to do is put a suppression on there. And so I had a petition for a couple of months, so they would put a suppression, so if this charge came up, it would be suppressed and they wouldn't see it.
Did you have to pay for all these requests and hire lawyers to get it done?
I didn't have to get a lawyer for going through with the police. They actually did a suppression for me, and I didn't have to go a lawyer route with them. But yes, it costs money to do each time and get a suppression. There's fees involved with everything. So
you've, at this point, you've managed to suppress or get the order to suppress. So you go back to the school, and
yeah.
Then what happens?
I got the order to suppress, and this was after the clinical started. And I also gave me my vulnerable sector check after a suppression, because they admitted that, you know, with suppression you can get the vulnerable sector check then. I showed that to the dean of nursing there, who I was dealing with. The head of the college wouldn't speak to me. She said, basically, the dean of nursing's dealing with it. And so I showed that, and I showed her my vulnerable sector check. Her only comment was that she was going to check to see if it was genuine. She thought I forged it. So she was still not believing that I was innocent of anything, and I was just trying to escape, you know, whatever punishment I deserved. I then actually found the store owner for Dragon Lady, John, and he actually wrote a letter about what happened, and it was his store, and I was just working there as an employee, and sent it to her and asked her to contact him. She never did.
I mean, you must have been angry at this point with how she was.
Yeah, she seemed to be a person that she made her mind up that I was guilty, and no matter what I showed her, she wasn't going to change her mind. And I sort of realized that after showing her that I've been cleared. I've got my vulnerable sector check, and the owner of the store, which was still living, he's like 78, was willing to talk to her and wanted to explain to her, but she didn't want to hear it. And it was not just PERB. The school was because I guess she showed my charges around. I couldn't get any help from anybody in the school. I went to a student advocate, and she said she would talk to the dean of nursing, but after she talked to the dean of nursing, she wouldn't contact me anymore. I phoned, I emailed. I never got any contact from the student advocates again that worked in the school.
These are people who are supposed to advocate on your behalf.
Yes. They wouldn't talk to me anymore after that. And I guess after that, I tried to get my tuition back, because you can get your tuition back if you had extreme circumstances. I applied, and they basically said it would take 4 weeks. After 12 weeks, I was calling them and asking about that. They first said it wasn't extreme enough, and so they wouldn't give my tuition back. So I was fed up. I got a lawyer to send a letter in. She sent a letter in. The only problem is it cost 3/4 of the tuition to do that.
to get the letter sent?
Yeah, from the lawyer. So I spent all my tuition on a lawyer's letter to get back, you know, some of the tuition, but it's sort of the principle of the thing.
Did you actually get back?
Yeah. After they got the lawyer letter, I sent back, and they did send it back. But as I said, it did cost most of the tuition in lawyer's fees. And then after that, I applied for reinstatement. And I applied to the admissions. And it wasn't the admissions people that answered back. It was the dean of nursing. So she was keeping an eye on whether or not I was trying to get back in. And she just flatly stated there'll be no reinstatement. But yeah, I haven't had any more contact with them. And kind of sad that they changed that way, because I've actually been going to that college for 15 years. I took cooking first there originally, after, because I thought I was going to possibly move into cooking after animation. I tried applying to other universities and colleges with the marks that I had, and which are all quite high, that I never got any response, or they said I wasn't qualified enough, or they don't take college marks.
You don't think this was the actual reason?
No, no. I had a friend who advocated on my behalf, and he wasn't sure, you know, whether or not they were sending comment, which means all they have to do is send that I don't think the student's suitable for your course. That's all they need to say.
It's sort of a code.
So they're not saying you're anything bad. They just don't think you're the right student or a suitable student for it. I've also tried applying for working in the hospitals for actually cooking. I don't think anybody has more experience than I've had in it, because I've had about 8 years of cooking experience all over Toronto, and I went to cooking school, so I can't even get a job working in the kitchens in the hospitals there.
Is this because of... because your vulnerable sector check now comes up clean.
It comes up clean, but before I was... So they asked for marks, so I was sending in my transcripts. And you would think that if you apply to a hospital and you've got about 8 years of experience working in that, that you would have a chance at least to get in. And I guess about 10 or 15 of those jobs came up in one place, and about another 10 another, and I never got even a response. So after that, I thought, well... gee, it might be that. So I don't use my college marks anymore.
And have you gotten different responses now that you've stopped using the transcripts?
Well, after that, you've only got your college from animation, which, you know, doesn't really relate to anything. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have anything in your math and sciences or computer, and so it's harder to get anything. So now I'm sort of... well, I'm a casual at Canada Post, which is on call. You call every day for work, which is kind of annoying. And I do home rentals as well. And so you're sort of fitting in and cobbling that together. And so nothing's really set. And since I took 2 years to do this, you don't have enough, you don't have any money to do it again. And it just sort of reduces your chances for anything. So you can't go back to school, and so you're trying to find something. And it sort of stopped you dead in your tracks with something like this.
When you do think about either the initial police raid or your experience with the college, what goes through your mind?
You sort of wonder how actually... how one group could actually have so much power to influence your life. They basically, even if you haven't been charged with anything, even though you are innocent, that they can still affect you, you know, decades later if they don't clear your records. And that's a problem, to have a group that can actually do that. Nowadays, it's really hard to go up and get through and get a proper education and schooling, and not just that, even work. If you get anything like this on your record that's not cleared, you know, you're not going to get anything. You're going to basically get a job that's a minimum wage moving boxes somewhere, and you'll have no chance in life.